This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
You can hear our radio roots there with Rebel Inc. last in the program.
We bring stuff to the table to discuss as well. And if we get the chance, we'll talk more about the Border Patrol. And now apparently you know, it's even harder than ever before to...
Been a long time.
Trying to remember what's popular for rock in 2002.
I don't know. I think music died before that.
The music's still around, but it's that they're used to being
in that way. But we actually have Sam on the line with us. He's calling from Ohio, and he's a younger liberty-minded person who has some questions. He'd asked us about basically how was it we found purpose? What was it kind of, what's the origin story, right? Like, how did you end up caring enough about freedom to where you were willing to do something about it? And Joe,
and the reason why I was...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. And the reason why I was asking that is because I kind of feel like a lack of purpose after I lost my job during COVID, and I very clearly can tell that you obviously have a purpose in life towards your activism, towards liberty, and since I was thinking about that tonight, that's kind of what made me think to ask.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's plenty of purpose to go around if that's what you're into, bud, because the work is just getting started.
Yeah, it's not really work that pays real well generally.
No,
right. You know, activism isn't something that can usually replace a job. There are some very, very few activists are able to actually survive off of their activism. I mean, you mentioned Dave Ridley, Joa.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has always been a super frugal person. I mean, yeah. Right now he doesn't even have a car. So
I believe that a third of his diet on his hike there was maple leaves.
So. Just that he foraged, right?
Yeah, unless people brought him food, basically.
So, I mean, it is a bit of a hand-to-mouth existence.
I tried to give him tuna on his walk. Okay. I have these little tuna snack packets I take everywhere. I mean, he wouldn't take them because Gandhi wouldn't have eaten those.
Really? Mm-hmm. He was really in the character.
Yeah, well, yeah, he saw those tuna snack packets. I was like, that's tuna snack packets, Ridley, you want? He's like, oh, yes, oh, yeah, he's totally in character with his Gandhi accent and stuff. He's like, no. Gandhi wouldn't have to eat those. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but Bitcoin Gandhi ate my tacos and I brought them.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Must have been really hungry. but of course, most people aren't full-time activists. It's not a sustainable activity generally, but they, you know, like Matt, you've got a full-time job.
Yep.
You do a thing. And,
I have a business. I have more than a full-time job. I'm constantly on duty.
Yeah, so, but you managed to
get to the point. Oh, sorry.
Well, regardless, he does manage to do things. So you filed for office this week.
Yeah, I did.
For state rep here in the Keene area, which isn't, it sounds like it's a time-consuming thing. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it.
Yeah, nice. And to the caller, you know, you mentioned he's probably pretty young. Dude, I recommend if you want to have time to do things like run for office and be available for stuff like that, run your own business. Be your own hustle. Never let up on the hustle.
Right.
Don't have a job. Start a business of some kind. Start several businesses and start to concentrate on the one that's making you the most money, and you're starting to get on the right track at that point.
Well, I guess I did get into activism as a full-time job. I didn't ask for it. Someone asked me, hey, do you mind filming this? And I was like, yeah. So I walked across the street and started filming.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I got a viral video. And that's how my YouTubing career started. Mm-hmm. And I was able to do it full-time for a while and got paid more than full-time jobs I'd ever worked for.
Nice.
For a bit.
That's the way to go.
For a bit.
Very nice.
But, you know, that kind of wears you out. Activism wears you out.
It does. It does. What else did you want to say about it, though, Sam?
I guess I'm just kind of trying to think about the fact of that, like, it seems very depressing the state of the world is in, but you always manage to seem to be upbeat and happy about it, and, like, kind of the way I want to be, and so that's the reason why I was thinking about it.
You can do it, dude.
Yeah.
You can do that.
When you're on the right side of things, that is enough motivation to keep you going. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and don't let people get you down. Mm. Don't let circumstances get you down. You got to be the shining star in the darkness, man. That is, you know, the torch of liberty is a real thing, and you can have it, you can be it, you have to live it. And it's a good life. It's an honest life, man.
That's good advice. You get to control your reactions. You get to control your internal state. Mm-hmm. So no matter what's going on in the world, no matter how depressing it is, no matter how awful, how tyrannical it might be, they can't ever control your thoughts, and so you get to decide what those are. If you want to be brought down, if you want to feel depressed, then there's plenty of things to be depressed about. But if you can see reasons to be positive, you can see a bright future, then hold on to that and keep your focus in the place where it feels the best.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Olivia. She's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Olivia.
Hey, I have two topics tonight. I have cops and UFOs. So
ooh,
the cops,
you called on the right night.
Oh, my gosh, so excited for this call.
The cop story I actually shared on social.freetalk.live, but I wanted to give a
social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. A few blood-boiling details about the case. The title is Knoxville Cop Who Was Driving 90 Miles Per Hour Without Lights or Sirens. Would He Kill Driver? Has Quit. So anybody wondering if the cops are your friends, just take this into consideration. Officer Cody Klingman was driving at 90 miles per hour without emergency lights or sirens when he plowed into a car and killed its driver, Mauricio Luna, 27, and his 3-year-old Husky, CC.
Wow.
He was placed on temporary administrative leave because he's had multiple Class A violations of department policy, which could lead to termination at the discretion of the chief, but he was never...
Good. Yeah, is it still questioning it?
Yeah, it might.
Yeah, he was never pulled from active duty, and he was allowed to resign without being fired.
He belongs in prison.
The best part. He does, and here's the best part. The district attorney's office, because his family has obviously filed a lawsuit, the district attorney's office said that although Officer Klingman was traveling exceptionally fast and didn't have his lights or siren on, which is both against the law and department policy, those two factors did not create a risk of such nature and degree that injury or death was likely or foreseeable. And the DA's also put the blame
on... Well, we should be able to use that in any speeding case that we have,
right.
Then.
I'm going to use it.
They also put the blame on Luna, saying that Mauricio Luna, who was T-boned at 81 miles an hour and killed instantly, failed to yield and pulled out directly in Klingman's path. So he created the likely and foreseeable risk of death.
Wow.
So, yeah, that just...
Do we know where he was T-boned? Was he at an intersection?
The details are in there, I believe so. But he didn't. They were coming so fast, evidently, and I think it might have been dark that he didn't see them.
Do lawyers have to be such bad people?
Huh, yeah. They always look for these little nuances to get off on these little
all the time.
Yeah, I like the part.
I say little, I'm sorry.
The part that you mentioned, Olivia, deserves a little bit more of a focus here, and that is that they let him resign rather than firing him. That is one of those you're in the club kind of buddy buddy things that they do for one another. The professional courtesy of, well, this looks pretty bad for you, Officer So and So. So we're gonna go ahead and let you resign, and that means that he gets to keep any kind of bonuses that might have accrued. If he's about to get, retirement or something like that, or it might
He gets to continue to rip the public.
Yeah.
And retire.
Yeah, and we don't know where he is in his career, but it doesn't put a black mark on his record in the same way that firing would, so he could then easily get hired by another police department.
I'd like to know what kind of physical condition he's in, though. He T-boned somebody at 90 miles an hour. I can't imagine that he walked away from that either.
Good point.
Hey, all I got to say is...
He's had multiple Class A violations, too. This isn't the first time.
Yeah, he's a repeat offender.
Dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, back the blue until it happens to you.
Let's talk about UFOs, though. You can't just come on here and say something about UFOs and then make drag that out to the last second. We gotta have time to talk about that.
I wish it was something really exciting, like a personal experience, but so I was watching it. Do you want me to hang on till after?
Yeah, I definitely want to hear more about what you got there, Olivia. The number 603-283-6160. We got our resident UFO expert in the studio here, Matt.
That's me.
Very interested in those things for quite a long time. The number 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 303-283-6160 here tonight in the studio. It's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Might be a good time to do it. Head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. At the top of the page, you'll find some introductory videos there that you can watch at your leisure. At the very least, you should watch the first one. It'll take you, I think, all of 3 minutes, and you get some really important basics down when it comes to the... there's some new ideas here in the world of cryptocurrency, and you ought to learn those before you decide to jump in with any money. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page to do that. If you want to get the latest news headlines about crypto, they've got those over on their news site. That's news.bitcoin.com. We go to Olivia. You had something to say about UFOs. Go ahead, Olivia.
Well, now I've got two things because I didn't realize Matt was an enthusiast. But the first one was I was on YouTube, and I kind of like to watch some UFO stuff every once in a while. And I came across this video called How Did Bob Lazar Get All This Right? by Strange Files. And underneath the video, you know how they used to have those little COVID banners that said, here's a link to the CDC, you know, seeing this information? Well, under the video, it says context, Area 51, Encyclopedia Britannica, and it's got like a blurb from the Encyclopedia Britannica page on what Area 51 really is. Hmm. So I just thought, now they're putting disclaimers on everything.
Wow, God.
And the second part from that was, actually, like last month or a couple of weeks ago, there was someone in the Free Talk Live YouTube chat who was calling themselves Valiant Thor, saying that they were from a testing ground in New Mexico. Now, I don't know if this is true, but that's kind of interesting. And they gave details of Valiant Thor's spaceship. It's allegedly, they said it was a true story. I don't know if it was a prankster or if it was a real deal, but that, I thought that was kind of neat.
So wait, they were saying that the Valiant Thor is somebody who came here from afar and they landed a spaceship.
Yes, this is an old story from like the 1950s, 60s during the Eisenhower administration. Allegedly, there were some Venusians who came here to help Earth avoid a nuclear war, and one of them was called Valiant Thor. There's a book called Stranger at the Pentagon. There's also another one called Outwitting Tomorrow. They're free on
Archive. Wasn't this the, you called about this one book before, and it was supposedly god-awful. We looked at some of the reviews where apparently this supposed Venusian was here just to talk about Jesus Christ.
I think I remember that story as well.
Doesn't really seem like something a real alien would be pushing.
Yeah, but like for a little doubt there is that a lot of people think the Bible is, you know, they're talking about these angels is actually aliens. So
or demons.
Maybe Jesus was an alien.
Could be.
Maybe the ancients were misinterpreting some things that they were seeing in the sky and describing mythologies to them or something.
This might be true.
I know the UFOs are there. I mean, I've seen 33
wow.
of my, well, 18 of them were at once.
Whoa.
So subtract 18 from 33 and all the rest were singular one at a time over the years. But
you know what looks like flying saucers too? Mushrooms. Mm. And I think they're all eating mushrooms.
You think so?
Yeah, like Jesus was a mushroom.
You think Jesus was a mushroom?
Yes, he was born a major.
There's the stoned ape theory, right, is what started civilization, started the incremental intelligencing of the human monkey a long time ago. They started eating hallucinogenic mushrooms.
There's a whole book Bonnie and I read by Terrence McKenna all about that.
Yep.
And how the humans over time have been eating hallucinogenic mushrooms, and that's what like led us to be able to speak to one another.
Yeah, that the Pope dresses like an Amanita muscaria mushroom.
Does he?
And there's a lot of
white hat or something.
Like no, but we can find photos on Google or whatever if we search Pope/mushroom or whatever.
Well, like reindeer, they dig like feet into the snow below Christmas trees, what we consider Christmas trees, to find mushrooms so they can trip.
Yeah, the idea of decorating a Christmas tree, I think, from what I understand, was these Norse holy men would walk up into the mountains and they'd find Amanita muscaria mushrooms and they would pick them and they'd put them in the boughs of a tree to dry.
Or in socks and they would hang them over their fireplace to dry them.
There you go. Yeah. And then they'd have a festival of them and everybody'd start eating, tripping mushrooms. And
so magical.
Yeah.
Christmas time.
So the funny thing is the Amanita muscaria aren't even hallucinogenic, right? They are actually poisonous, and it causes your brain to release a hallucinogen.
Really?
Ah. Yeah, something like that. And that's where the whole idea of the religions came from, at least the Judeo-Christian ones.
If you want to weigh in, feel free. The number is 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. We were talking earlier about some people that do need to trip. The Supreme Court, they unfortunately are really stuck-up individuals, and they will do whatever it takes to protect their protectors, which, of course, the police, because the police aren't here to protect you. They're here to protect the state. And they're here to protect the courts, and they're here to protect the legislatures, and they don't care about your rights.
Sounds like a vicious cycle, doesn't it?
Yep. And now they've done it again with a 6-3 vote where they basically said that a Border Patrol agent was completely justified in attacking a man after illegally entering his property without a warrant. And the man who owned the bed and breakfast in this particular case, Mr. Robert Boole, was not able to sue. And they said, nope, no, you can't sue. Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for five of the justices in the 6-3 decision, said the court has only twice extended the previous case that also the previous case that limited your ability to sue the state, the federal government specifically, which concerned the unconstitutional search of a home in Brooklyn, most recently in 1980. In Boole's case, Thomas wrote, quote, "The Court of Appeals plainly erred when it created causes of action for Boole's Fourth Amendment excessive force claim and First Amendment retaliation claim," unquote. He wrote further that courts should focus on a single question in such cases. Is there, quote, "any reason to think Congress might be better equipped," unquote, "than a court to weigh the costs and benefits of allowing suits against federal officials for money?" In particular, Thomas wrote, "The national security interest in border security distinguished the case before the court from ordinary Fourth Amendment violations." Justice Gorsuch voted with the majority, but said he would have gone further. The court, he wrote, quote, "should forthrightly return the power to create new causes of action to the people's representatives in Congress." But again, why would they create any new causes of action? Why would Congress make any motion whatsoever to actually endanger the jobs of these Border Patrol agents or other federal agents? They're not going to make it easier to sue these people.
Right.
Sotomayor, who's joined by Breyer and Kagan, agreed that Boole could not pursue his claim under the First Amendment, but she wrote that a Fourth Amendment claim based on the agent's excessive use of force was permitted by the previous case. But again, they were in the minority. They were the three who voted to let him move forward, but they lost. She wrote that Boole's case, quote, "is a far cry from others in which the court declined to extend Blevins for reasons of national security or foreign relations."
It's funny because, like, even the Supreme Court, they came to the ruling saying that the cops don't even have to protect your constitutional rights. It's not their duty for that. It's not there to protect and serve. And that's the Heian versus North Carolina. So there's case law for them to not protect you, and there's another case law apparently now that they could just violate you and get away with it.
Yep, that's how it is, and yet they still expect you to pay for them. They still expect you to bend over and do everything they demand.
It's not an expect. It's a demand.
Yeah.
It's not an expectation.
There's more coming up.
Demand.
It's free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Maryland State Police say three people are dead after a shooting at a manufacturing plant. It happened at Columbia Machine in Smithsburg, which is about 75 miles west of Baltimore. Various reports say the suspected shooter was shot and injured during a confrontation with a Maryland State Police trooper. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan confirming a trooper had been hit by gunfire. A company spokesman could not immediately say how many people were at the plant at the time of the shooting. A Michigan police officer is being charged after Patrick Leoya was killed during a traffic stop in April.
I made the decision to charge Christopher Scherr with one count of second-degree murder.
Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker making the announcement. Leoya ran from the police officer and was legally drunk. This is USA Radio News. The leaks continue from the Democratic-led January 6 committee.
Aides to the January 6 commission are leaking to reporters the January 6 committee's made-for-TV show and what it will feature. They say never-before-seen recordings and documentation from closed-door depositions with key Trump officials and members of the president's family. The lawmaker kicked off the January 6 commission by Nancy Pelosi. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this will be a one-sided attack on President Trump without any true Republican representation.
We know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Talk of an assault weapons ban is proving to be a boost to parts of the firearms industry. Aubrey Sanders, who runs gun shows in Texas, says he's seeing a 60 to 70% increase in sales, and he has run out of booths for gun dealers. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You can join us, bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And the Truth Smex Trail Mix brand. You guys just got introduced to it tonight.
Yes.
I didn't ask you off the air what your thoughts were. So, do you want to share your experience for the first time?
I liked it. You gave me the Trail Mix Supreme, which is like the regular.
Yeah, they got two flavors. There's just regular, and then there's the peppermint infused.
So, I was eating that and then swapped it with Matt with the mint one. I like the mint one. I ate it all.
Yeah, some people don't, you know, for some people it's not right.
Yeah, I didn't like the mint one, but I'm not big on peppermint. But the regular Trail Mix Supreme is delicious.
It's killer.
Yeah, it's great.
I really love Truth Smacks. I'm glad we got a whole new box of it because I was missing half.
Check this out. On the front of the bags is Truth Smacks Trail Mix Supreme, and then it says, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." George Orwell.
Yeah.
You flip it over on the back. The men we detest most violently are those who try to tell us the truth. H.L. Mencken. And then it's got more like quotes down the line,
like a dozen quotes on the back.
Like, these are educational stuff. These are what you should be feeding your kids right here.
Not just your kids, but their friends and anybody else.
These are subversive little snacks.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Suzanne, she's a former English teacher and longtime truth seeker. She started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen in Naples, Florida. And she's calling it Truth Smacks because, well, you smack people across the face with the
Truth Smacks.
Yeah, hit them through the stomach.
Brilliant.
It's pretty cool stuff. And the quality is fantastic. If you look at the ingredients on the back there, you'll see it's made with all raw, unadulterated ingredients.
Pretty simple.
The real stuff, only food as nature intended. You're not going to get some crazy soy or whatever nuts, you know, whatever crazy stuff they're putting in some of the professional products out there.
It looks all organic to me.
Yeah, even the oat flour, you know, when they use dates and stuff like this, mm-hmm. they coat it in oat flour. Even the oat flour that they coat the dates in is organic.
Everything's organic. She took her time to find good sources for products.
Sure did.
TruthSmacks.com/shop. It's available in two sizes. You guys got the, like, kind of snacky size. It's mm-hmm. like a 3.5
yep.
ounce. And I think they also have, like, a 10-ounce bag. So you can get two different sizes, two different flavors. TruthSmacks.com/shop. She says she's going to be at Pork Fest coming up, by the way, so you get to meet her.
I can't wait.
In person. That's truthsmacks.com/shop. I'm a big fan. I love some good trail mix.
Absolutely.
Fantastic trail mix. Plus, you get the benefit of the pro-liberty quotes on the back.
Yeah, and I'm just happy to send money wherever there's like a liberty person right. backing it up. You know, if it's a good product and there's a liberty person behind it, that's where I
want
to
go. That's a winner.
For real. Yeah.
So there you go. The number here, if you want to join us, it's 603-283-6160. Matt, you said you haven't been following the gun control stuff too close, but you are aware that something is going down at the federal gang.
Yeah, there is a lot going on right now. The Supreme Court alone has a lot going on right now. So any new, like this new legislation they're trying to push through, it's ridiculous, by the way.
They voted 226 to 194, this is according to Gun Owners of America, to criminalize disassembling, cleaning, and reassembling your gun without a firearm manufacturer's license.
I didn't know that part. That's ridiculous.
Gun Owners of America, I presume they know what they're talking about.
They definitely do. They're fantastic.
So, absolutely insane. That is nuts.
Looney Tune.
But you were going to say something else that I think about this.
No, I would rather you. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. I don't even want to talk about it until more comes out. But the Supreme Court has several cases stacked deep, and some of them aren't even about guns. They're about other things completely that could impact the way federal agencies are allowed to act in the first place, including the ATF. So the ATF could actually, depending on how the Supreme Court rules on a bill that has to do with something, how a hospital had to interact with the FDA at some point or something, it's going to impact the way all the federal agencies act in accordance with their regulations that they make up on a whim and how they enforce things and stuff, including the ATF. So,
House of Reps voted 220 to 207. This is reported as of yesterday. To put you at a disadvantage in self-defense scenarios, your magazine would only be able to have 15 rounds, while, of course, criminals and others will be disobeying that law. So put you at a disadvantage.
Criminals and others.
Yep. They voted 233 to 194 to pass a bump stock and bump fire ban. That's according to Gun Owners of America. They say that they passed 220 to 205, a bill to keep you from being able to access your firearm reliably in a self-defense scenario. When seconds count, your gun must be locked away. They voted 226 to 197 to ban straw purchases because apparently they forgot that was already illegal.
Straws?
Are you serious?
That's what it says here. You can do spitballs. Yeah, you can do spitballs. It's kind of like a gun.
What is a straw purchase?
That's where a person buys a gun for another person who shouldn't have a gun.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's what they said here. All of this reported yesterday at the Gun Owners of America, at Gun Owners on their Twitter account.
They're literally passing the same laws twice now. Right. They don't realize what there even exists already for legislation that is on the books and
Because there's thousands of laws on the books already.
They don't really realize it. They're just
spitballing. Do it again. That way you can get the publicity, right? That way you can say you did something for the next election.
It's like they've got every moron leftist on the planet saying, we just want background checks for guns. You already have. Mm-hmm. You have had background checks for the purchase of a firearm for a long time. A very long time. I think they're preying on idiots. I think especially the left banks on people being morons, and they win that way. People are stupid. That's all there is to it.
The final little note here, they also voted to ban 18 to 20-year-olds from having semi-automatic rifles for home defense, while still allowing them to be drafted, of course, and sent overseas with machine guns.
And full autos and grenade launchers and... And
so,
tanks.
The question is, what will happen with the Senate, right? So you got all these votes in the House. According to the Wall Street Journal, the House and Senate lawmakers were set to close the week without a bipartisan framework on new laws regarding gun violence, despite the flurry of action after recent shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo. Negotiators don't have an agreement that could pass the Senate, where any bill would need significant bipartisan support. The Democratic-led House pushed through several bills intended to, quote-unquote, reduce gun violence. Of course, we know it will do nothing of the sort. Including legislation Thursday that would incentivize states to pass extreme protection orders, whatever the hell that means. But those bills...
Red flag laws.
That's where anybody can just make a claim about you, a former girlfriend or something like that, and then the cops come take your guns, right? But those bills have... You can relate to that, right, Joe?
No comment. He's the fifth.
No comment.
And New Hampshire doesn't even have a red flag law.
Nope.
But those bills have no chance in the 50-50 Senate, where legislation requires 60 votes to advance. Now, this is something I guess I don't know enough about how the federal system works. Why do they need 60 votes for something to get through the Senate?
I don't know either.
I've heard it recently that's like, you know.
Maybe it's overturning a law?
No, it's to pass all of this stuff that we're talking about here.
Have they just taken like a poll ahead of time in the Senate to kind of get a feel for how many people are going to vote yes on this thing, and they find
the Senate's voting,
short.
50-50, right? Like, it's pretty much divided equally between Republicans and Democrats, and they know they're not going to get enough. Like, they got a few Republican reps to flip on these things, but they're not going to get 10 of the Republicans likely to flip and vote.
They didn't go to Jeffrey Epstein's island or something.
Yeah, right. They don't have something on them.
They don't have anything on them.
So right now, it doesn't look like they're going to get this stuff through, although they're, of course, in the negotiations, they say here, they're moving towards a so-called deal. So they may end up with some kind of
there's
going to
be some
compromise.
Kind of capitulation going on there.
The number 603-283-6160. That's one thing you can say for sure, is you're not going to see an increase in respecting gun rights coming out of the federal government at any point. There's more coming.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa. Coming up, a horrifying near death for somebody that was being hazed at a University of Missouri. We'll talk about what happened to him here in a few moments. But we're talking about some people in D.C. that could use a good hazing.
More than
the
that.
Politicians that are destroying your freedoms as we speak. They're trying to cut some sort of a deal to crank the enforcement up on gun rights. And we can talk more about that as well. Of course, your calls are welcome. We're going to go to the phones and to your thoughts. First up, Dr. Piper is on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of things. One was the Olivia was talking about the policeman, and I'm calling from Knoxville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and that crash actually happened like about a mile from my house.
Oh, wow. Where was it? Yeah. This guy got T-boned by a cop at 90 miles an hour.
Well, the major thoroughfare that the cop was on was called Kingston Pike, and the person who turned on was coming from a side road. And obviously, no lights or siren. How are you going to know that thing's headed toward you? You know,
right? So they're trying to blame the victim here. They're trying to claim that this guy just pulled right out in front of this speeding cop. But is it your understanding that he had the right of way and he was just going and he wasn't like blowing through a red light or anything, was he?
And the fact that he had it occurred at a red light, near a red light.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, but he had no lights or sirens on, and obviously the DA ruled that that didn't contribute. But he was also not wearing a seatbelt, and the driver that he killed was, so he should be written up for that at the minimum. But murdering someone is also bad. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that real quickly. And then the other thing was with the UFOs, our state representative here in Tennessee, Tim Burchett, has been hounding Congress for a while about letting people know what they know about the UFOs and the military and everything, but he doesn't think it's going to turn up much. He's also the same guy that was really big into Bigfoot and was actually on an episode of The Search for Bigfoot, and all tongue-in-cheek, I'm sure.
As a politician, really, that's pretty impressive.
Look, they want to admit to inflation. Think they're going to admit to aliens?
Yeah, right. Oh, and he also passed, when he was a state representative here, he, in 1999, he passed what was called the Roadkill Bill that got some chuckles around the country. But, you know, he was like, you know, I'm driving, I pass four or five dead deer on the side of the road every day. I think it's a waste. People ought to be able to pick those things up and take them home and cook them. You know, cook you up a heap and help in there. So,
you know, in New York, where I'm from, in New York, if you hit a deer and you call the cops, you know, you're supposed to call the cops and get a deer so they can put a tag on it to keep track of population of the herd. And if you call the cops and there's one nearby enough where they can get to you before you leave, they will ask you, "You want it?" They always ask you, "You want it?" That's upstate New York.
Now they've codified it here. You have a right to it. No pets. You know, you can't do any dogs or cats or anything like that, but wildlife, you're welcome to take home and eat. So there's that.
All right, Dr. Piper, anything else you want to share tonight?
Two things. Welcome Nikki back, and happy Bonnie Day.
It's Bonnie Day?
All right.
Oh, her birthday,
well,
you mean?
Her birthday.
Yeah, a couple days ago. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Right. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey. Listen, you guys were talking about why the Senate needs 60 votes.
Yeah.
It's because of the filibuster. There's, you know, it's different in the Senate. It's kind of a break on if there's one person in the Senate that just vehemently disagrees with legislation is... You've got, in order to override this filibuster, you have to have 60 votes.
I see. Okay, so, and the filibuster is where somebody just gets up and talks and talks and talks, right?
So they can actually argue about these things.
Not that anyone's listening, them. But yeah.
What?
Okay, well, exactly. I mean, I'm supportive of you know, interfering.
Sure, if it works. I know Rand Paul has been known for doing some filibustering in recent times. So
he's pretty good at it.
Just to clarify, is the goal of the filibuster to run out the clock on whatever their current session is? Like they have to talk basically until the end of the meeting or whatever? Otherwise they could then just vote 50-50?
The details... I'm not exactly sure on it. It's supposed to be like you just got to stand up and keep talking, you know. You know, sometimes they just get some long thing and just read it or whatever.
Filibuster, according to Wikipedia, is a powerful legislative device in the U.S. Senate. Senate rules permit a senator or senators to speak for as long as they wish and on any topic they choose unless, quote, 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn, which would be 60 out of the 100, bring debate to a close by invoking cloture under Senate Rule 22. Even if a filibuster attempt is unsuccessful, the process takes floor time. Defenders call the filibuster the, quote, soul of the Senate, unquote. It's not part of the Constitution, becoming theoretically possible with a change of Senate rules in 1806 and not used until 1837. Rarely used for much of the Senate's first two centuries, it was strengthened in the 70s, and in recent years the majority has preferred to avoid filibusters by moving to other business when a filibuster is threatened and attempts to achieve cloture have failed. As a result, in recent decades, this has come to mean that all major legislation now requires a 60% majority to pass. So there you go. Bad Slave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up on that. The number here is 603-283-6160. But again, the question, I guess, that I still have is how long do they have to talk for? I presume it's just until they're done with whatever that time frame is.
I've seen it go like 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I'm not really sure.
There you go. 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind. Joey, you had a story tonight.
Yes.
The inflation numbers are about to come out again, so we're about to see what the May inflation CPI numbers, which we all know it's government-manipulated, highly manipulated numbers, but they're still, regardless of the manipulation, they're still at record highs in the last 40-something years.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see how that transpires. I did just see in the news today that New Hampshire, which is where we do the show from, has a new record gas price high of $4.97 per gallon. So
nutty.
Almost to the point. In fact, some stations in New Hampshire are already above $5 a gallon for unleaded gas, but now the average in New Hampshire is about to go up there. Earlier this week, it was California stations were showing it close to 10, some of the stations out there.
Yeah, the desert.
You were there just a couple weeks ago.
Nikki
right?
and I were just out there. And
what did you see?
I saw a V8 Camaro that I had to rent that takes 93 octane, and it drank gas like going out of style, but I also had a lot of fun driving it. But
what were you paying at the pump?
The cheapest, I was averaging about $6.59 a gallon. Interestingly, I found 93 octane for $6.19 a gallon.
What a deal.
It was on a military base.
Oh. They just let anybody on there?
It was like just
Wait, Pennington?
Off the base. I don't know. It was a military base. I also took a picture by Vandenberg Space Force Base.
Okay.
No longer Air Force Base. We learned. We saw the signs. We're like, what's BSB or whatever it was? You know?
Space Force.
Space Force.
Okay, so we know gas is up there, and it's at record highs across the United States, and turns out governments have to pay for that too, right, Joe? What's going on?
So, yeah, this is from theactivistpost.com, and gas prices are so high, police told to respond to 911 calls by phone. As in, they're not going to show up. And this is like, as the Supreme Court's taking your right to own a gun away.
Yeah. They're probably not going to show up anyway, but now it's official.
Yeah, or not do anything, because the Supreme Court ruled that, too.
You're probably better off if they don't show up, because then they won't shoot your dog or your brother.
Right.
Or
maybe
whatever.
You'll take responsibility in your own hands eventually.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. But, yeah, so this is a, you know, go a little bit down the article here. According to Michigan County Administrator Nicole Frost, who spoke with the Detroit Free Press, the local sheriff's office had already spent 96% of their fuel budget, with 3.5 months still to go until the end of the fiscal year.
Wow.
Yep. So they're just call you back.
Well, they're just going to need to steal some more. Right?
Yeah.
So
right.
they can just steal some more cars and houses from people and sell them and then use that money to buy some gas. But we can talk more about it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Hour number 3 is on the way, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.